North Bay Theater patrons are well aware of the number of performances canceled because of the Kincaid fire and the PG&E power shutoffs. What they may not know is the impact those factors had on shows in the middle of their rehearsals. There's no doubt that loss of critical time can be attributed to some, but not all, of the raggedness evident in the Sixth Street Playhouse production of Oliver, running in Santa Rosa through December 22nd. Odd directorial choices and horrible sound mixing also contributed to a less than satisfactory opening night performance of this classic musical. Charles Dickens' Oliver Twist is a dark look at the underbelly of a 19th century England full of orphanages, workhouses, and crime. British writer-composer Lionel Bart managed to turn it into a somewhat family-friendly musical that had a very successful West End debut and Tony-winning Broadway run, followed by a multi-Oscar-winning film adaptation. Orphan boy Oliver, played by an under-rehearsed Cecilia Brennan in a role that's double cast, is living the hard-knocked life when he's sold to a local undertaker. He soon runs away to London and is taken in by a young pickpocket known as the Artful Dodger, played by the personable Mario Herrera. The Dodger introduces him to Fagin, played by David Yen, the mentor to a gang of youthful thieves who have a beer hall lass named Nancy, Brittany Law, who's excellent, as a mother figure. Circumstances soon find Oliver in a good home, but Nancy's mate Bill Sykes, a sinister Zachary Hosbeny, sees Oliver as a threat. A violent end is in store for someone. The show requires a large cast, and while director Patrick Nims has 24 performers on stage, more than half of them are kids. Consequently, the adult actors essay multiple roles. Dwayne Stinselli, for example, plays the undertaker and a curly-locked housemaid. Maureen O'Neill plays the undertaker's wife and a ridiculously mutton-chopped Mr. Bedwin, etc. They also play inanimate objects such as doors, window blinds, and tombstones, while the kids play various street urchins, the occasional adult, and animals. This gave the show a strange tone and led to the evening's oddest moment when the violent bludgeoning death of a character was immediately followed by the sound of the audience's "aww" at the sight of a child playing a dog. Conceptual issues aside, poor sound work offstage repeatedly undermined quality performances onstage. I'm starting to sound like a broken record here, but sound really matters in a musical. At some point, could no one step forward and say, "Please, sir, I want some more rehearsal?" Oliver runs through December 15th in the G.K. Hart Theater at 6th Street Playhouse in Santa Rosa. Friday and Saturday evening performances are at 7:30 p.m. There are Saturday and Sunday matinees at 2 p.m. For more information, go to 6thstreetplayhouse.com. From Second Row Center, I'm Harry Duke for KRCB.
Bring him back to me when you've done.